Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And this is what I hear through the privacy area, is the lady administering the shot says, oh, I didn't expect you to bleed so much. Here, let me put something on that. The thing is if you didn't get the black card, it was a special that was ending today. I wonder how often they say that. They charge an initiation fee otherwise.
I mean, what is it, a frat? Like, what's... it's not like dues. New dosages come out.
Yes.
Where you can get the...
It's targeted.
The new guy from... the new vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer.
Fauci said, you get what they give you.
Yeah, and that is so true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
And Oscar.
Hello.
And we're good.
Whoa, I yelled into the mic.
We're good to go. TikTok.
Rob and Oscar.
Rob and Oscar are live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you're a first-time listener, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You are in for a treat. And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Rome, Italy, Laguti, Indiana, Secaucus, New Jersey, Eagan, Minnesota, Forks, Washington, and Doha, Qatar. TMOS is on the air and everywhere. Ooh. So let's get started. We had a smooth start today thanks to Pony leading us in.
Yeah, I was not taken aback as much as just like humbled. Right, I'm glad Mike isn't here, and for him not to hear I stumbled over the starting block.
And he was, you know what? I've been here with him for 15 minutes. He's been smooth as glass the whole time.
It's this bright lights, the stage.
Showbiz.
It's tough for him. It's tough for him to get into. He's funny off the air, but on the air, he
crumbles.
It's like hit or miss. He's not consistent. We'll get there one day.
And he's not vigorous. I have two quick things to cover.
Mention that Mike.
Yes, please.
O'Mara, which I have talked to on the phone today.
Oh, you did talk to him.
Multiple texts over the weekend. He will hopefully be joining us tomorrow, if not the day. Definitely Wednesday. I'm banking on it.
Okay.
The situation you've probably seen on his Facebook page is... It's day to day.
Yeah.
You'll have power, and then the power will go out, then the power will come back. They don't have internet, so we're sending him an emergency broadcast kit built on cellular.
Mm-hmm.
I looked for studios in the area that were, you know, respectfully not an hour and a half driving around.
Right.
And, like, I know Mike.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as I send him, like, hey, this is an hour and a half away, he's a professional, but I don't want him to be an hour and a half away from his family.
No.
In the middle of, like...
And it's not
a
ideal.
Constantly changing environment.
Not ideal travel conditions down there either.
Dealing with disaster relief, multi-hour gas lines. We had so many connections to the area outside of Mike in our listenership. I have a personal friend and his family, Tim Belcher, and his family. They had some serious damage. Not enough to have them leave their homes, but enough to. Say, like, on Facebook, essentially, and I'm not putting their business out there, that they're going elsewhere until the infrastructure is rebuilt.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, you don't have to. You might not have a choice. But,
that's what I'm saying.
But
some,
the fact
some
that you even have a structure
have a choice,
is a blessing. So Mike is not crying about it. He's more matter of fact. It's like, hey, let's figure out how to do the show appropriately, but also understand that the environment is constantly changing.
Right.
So how can we best, adapt? And the great part of it was we have this wonderful support infrastructure-wise from Podville Media that allows us to deploy.
Quickly.
Equipment.
And efficiently, yes.
If this was pre-Podville Media?
No.
I mean, I don't, I think we wouldn't have Mike on for a couple of weeks until the power grid, the internet was up and running. And
we'd
the
all be meeting. We'd all be meeting back in his living room in Manassas.
No, he wouldn't be on the show. You understand? Like,
I was being lighthearted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still trying to be serious. Timing is everything, right, Pony?
Absolutely.
That took forever.
He has a good Moving example
on.
Of it.
He'll be back on tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll figure that out.
All right. Very good. I have to, two things quick. Bruce Willis's people, if you listen to the bonus show, we talked about the deep fake of Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis's representative has spoken out saying that he has not sold his licensing. So I have to apologize.
I saw this news too. I didn't think it was fake news. When you broke it, I saw it. I seen it.
Yeah.
On my feed, on
what everyone covered it, and he has no partnership or, and I quote, no partnership or agreement with the Deep Cake Company.
Mm.
So not to say that we won't see some digitally generated AI Bruce Willis in the future, but nothing right now.
So this is a correction, an editor's note.
It is. It's the correct, we don't put it on page B5. You know,
you'd rather take the, if we get something wrong, we get something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, the baseball conversation was so wrong.
Have people reminded you that you got it wrong?
The people were gracious privately.
Yes.
Publicly, they're mean.
A little bit, sure.
But I sat there and I said, let it go. Why were you so adamant about this? It's because there are two records.
Yeah.
Right? And you were right. The record-breaking home run, if that had happened,
right,
then that would have been worth more.
Right.
You know, and we'll see what that looks like next year. But for me, I just sat there and I was like, man.
Well, it's ironic.
What happened?
It's ironic and unexpected that you and I would be arguing about baseball.
Without the main baseball.
Without our baseball guy here.
And as they call them, seamheads.
And the seamheads?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Let's double check that. That's not a racial slur. Please double check that. Somebody double check that.
It could be like Frankenstein.
Please.
Or the
if
Frankenstein
you
monster.
You are.
You are. The other thing, Oscar, and this is wild, and I know this will hit home with you. Everyone is talking about the anniversary today of the DC sniper. The 20th anniversary was today. And it totally clicked for me because, you know, Robert turned 20on Friday.
Yeah.
We were in the hospital with Carrie recovering when we were watching that coverage.
Mm.
And it's so funny the way a news event or a bit of news can take you right back to the situation. And it was those days when you had like a little TV on a swivel that would swing around and we'd watch it. And watching the great Mike Buchanan losing his mind on Channel 9. But it's an amazing thing that 20 years have passed since that happened. And I know you were forced to pump gas during that crisis.
Yeah, it's the DC sniper. Was it Commissioner Moose?
Chief Moose. Charles Moose.
I'm not making that up.
No, it was great.
What as a this lunatic that came to the DC area was leaving tarot cards around, and they didn't realize, you know, essentially he had brainwashed an underage young man,
a youngster,
and they were driving around in Crown Vic, and using a high-powered rifle to randomly shoot and kill civilians in the DC area.
All over D.C.
All
too.
Over D.C.
It wasn't like centralized.
Yeah,
that
Maryland,
was the scariest,
Virginia,
the scariest thing, yeah.
And sign of desperation, looking back at the world of radio, as an intern and then as a street teamer, which is just a promotions person, usually done in your early career of radio, you'll take anything you can get. That's where I found myself. I remember being in the meeting and someone said, how are we going to, one of the executives said, how are we going to maximize on what we already have planned, which was, I am assuming that the Shell Corporation paid the radio station gazillions of dollars.
Sure.
To create a sticker patrol.
Crash patrol.
Or, CD.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, a promotion at this gas station. And the gas station was right outside of DC 101 headquarters, within the line of sight of their studios.
Right.
So we sat there and someone said we should cancel it with the sniper out and about because people were getting shot at gas stations.
Exactly. That was one of the scariest things.
Someone said, we have to be bold. And
whoever said that was not on the street team. I promise you that.
Whoever said that, I can't even recall accurately. That was a long time ago, 20 years.
Right.
And I remember them saying, look, we can't lose this account. We have to do this. We can blow up the 3-story balloon as to shield us from one side of the street for line of sight.
It was bulletproof.
A bulletproof balloon.
Yeah. Well, I guess you wouldn't have a line of sight from a sniper.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think that, I know Pony. Okay.
That logic tracked. And then that would really, upset the DC 101 team and Elliot in the morning, which I'm sure was gone by then, by the time we popped up.
You weren't there at 4:45.
No, we weren't there that early. And then somebody said, okay, well, who's going to do this? We need at least 2 people. And I'm low man on the pole, so sure. I'm not going to say no. And then I guess the promotions director at that point said, well, I'm not doing that. That's dangerous.
Yep.
And then they was like, well, let's just get a part-timer, see if they'll do it. And they're like, if you go out there, just we'll give you helmets to wear.
Helmets.
Not like Kevlar helmets, but like sporting helmets, like Riddle.
like a batting helmet?
Like you would give your kids in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like a cycling helmet.
No, I'm talking about like a football helmet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Like, still not going to, probably not going to stop a bullet.
No, no.
Especially
with the new radio concussion protocol.
So the bit was this.
Yes.
I think I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that because we did a ton of these, not within the sniper calendar, but prior to this tragedy.
Yes.
And essentially a 2-month, month and a half, whatever it was.
It was horrible.
Timeline.
Yeah.
Is they said, okay, we're just going to put out the press release that it's going to be 99-cent gas. We'll pump the gas. So myself and another street timber would. And the headline to the press release, I remember reading it because we would get just for you,
right?
For those of you out there, we would have to, we'd fax it out.
Oh God. Yes.
And we'd also email it out. It was still early days.
Yeah.
And it said, we'll take a bullet for our listeners.
Oh,
99.1 WHFS. And I don't know how this passed legal. Like somebody,
they might've been between firms at the time.
There must've been like the fact that that was even put on the line blows my mind. So who blows up the balloon and ties it down? Your boy Oscar.
Of course.
Who sets up like and posts up with his CDs, like breaking band CDs to give out to everybody that pulls up? Oscar. And you know, I don't remember the street teamer, so I just want to say a name. And I sat there, I said, man, this is like I'm living on the edge. And this is going to break me out and they're going to give me a shot. Like you would do anything to get like,
you thought it was so smart when in fact it was really just breaking.
One of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah. People wonder why us radio people were broken. It's because you do stuff like that anyway. So,
but people died.
A lot of people died.
And
it was a horrifying time.
I feel like we would find, because we were looking for a white box truck for a while.
Yes.
The public was. I feel like we would find Lee Malvo, who's one of the shooters, mm-hmm. and like essentially this goon squad of 2 adults, a minor and an adult, so much faster now.
Yeah, I do too.
You know,
yeah.
Thank God. If the Patriot Act was in place, we would have just tapped into someone's cell.
And also, it was.
I don't think it's in place anymore.
I remember the.
Thank you, Edward Snowden.
When it
you jerk store.
When it broke, the cops kept the white box truck rumor floating to keep people on, you know.
Yeah, off, yeah. Off nah, look, I mean, we're not Columbo, right?
So, no.
But
you
I,
and I together bet you are not the, Columbo.
I bet you today with cell phone technology, we would have been just able to jack in and find these guys right away.
Likely. But we got
some
them back then.
Drones above.
Yeah.
I think they had like early day drones, but they were just like, you know. Nothing crazy.
Well, they were helicopters.
But it was like a camera tied to a remote control helicopter.
Didn't have any,
it was an SLR camera.
Stinger missiles attached to it.
So you had
something.
To hit a button and ka-ching. And
yeah, they found him at a rest stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But weird. It doesn't seem like, you know what? It does seem like 1,000 years ago.
It does seem like 1,000. And it does you have seem, like a 20-year-old human being to like represent that time.
Yeah. That was
I feel like that was, you know, another lifetime ago.
It was very strange. Very strange. Anyway, that's not the reason I called you all here. I know that you had a TV repair issue.
Yes.
That you came in. You came in hot, Oscar. You came in red hot. You
This is actually a consumer. Do we have time now? Or do you want to come back with a break? I don't know what's going on here.
We have plenty of
time. Okay, great, great. All right. This is, I don't know, Oscar's Consumer Corner. We're going to call it something, whatever it is.
Consumer time with Oscar.
Buyer beware. Don't get fleeced.
Caveat emptor.
Work harder. Be smarter. I don't know.
It's not going to get better, but it will last.
Somebody, I'm open to suggestions from the peanut gallery. Feel free to send them in.
Consumer time.
No, it's not something better, right? Something a little more. I can't call it Tech 411. That's a show. So,
is it still?
Technically.
It exists in our memories.
It's in the ether. For those of you out there that have any type of television, I'm talking about Samsung, LG, Sony, whatever. And you're like, let's say you have a five-year-old television. This is one example. And the screen's dimming.
Yes.
And you go through the customer support where you're like, this was really expensive 5 years ago. I'd hate to have to buy something that's maybe half price now, but still adding to the overall expense for this device.
And people, 5 years doesn't seem, but 5 years in the world of television, that's an eternity.
Yeah, but there's been a universal, essentially movement towards the panels.
Yes.
So I have an issue at home a while ago where the panel was dimming and I essentially called Samsung and they're like,
Did you speak to Sam?
3 months ago. Can you, for 2 seconds, just not try. This is going to save you money. For 2 seconds.
All right, let's.
There's no Sam in Samsung.
Let me reset.
Hack joke. Okay.
This is Oscar's Consumer Corner. Saving you money and saving you time.
CC. I ditched the television because they couldn't fix it remotely and bought a new television.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know what? This is how they get you. And I remember Shannon being like, why do you keep on saying that? I'm like, this is how they get you. This thing shouldn't be dimming.
Yeah.
This thing was expensive.
Now you went from how many inches to how many inches?
Same inches. 55. Move on. Here on the show, we talk about busting up a 65-inch television that had a ding in it.
Yep.
Move that television into my office. So if you ever turned on that television, you need to get half a screen and a small impact zone where it looked like somebody had put their thumb when they were hanging a TV.
Yeah.
Don't know. Could have been in the box. Could have not been. Didn't matter. That TV was 2.5 years old. It was out of warranty.
Right.
And then the person on the line said, well, you could get it fixed, but why not just get a new television? I said, fixed? Excuse me? Because I called, again, customer support, Samsung.
Yes.
They said, most of our customers, they prefer to buy new technologies come along. I said, this thing's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Two years and 2 months. I'm 2 months too late. And I finally had a chance to dig deeper, call in the repair. They send a repairman to your house. You buy a new panel for $500. You save on buying a new television, which would have cost, even at today's prices, $3,000.
Well, I can't think of the last time a company, I've called repairmen, but to have a company like the Uber
company. They
didn't
want to do it.
Of course they don't.
I think legally you have to offer some sort of repair deal. It's just like, if you think of your television screen, doesn't matter how big, because I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
If your phone screen gets cracked, what do?
You get it replaced.
Yes.
You don't get a new phone.
Correct.
That's silly.
Yeah, but for people, if you have an impact on your television or, somebody's, your kid's got Rob genetics athletic wise, and he's throwing a baseball in the living room, somehow it hits the television. We've seen all those TikToks out there, YouTube.
This is the insult portion of Oscar's Consumer Corner. Yeah.
Okay, be mad at Johnny. But know that Johnny didn't just cost you $3,000.
Yeah.
Johnny might have cost you bad kid. I mean, enough, maybe, it depends on how you discipline your kids. Not for a beatdown, not for a cucacho, but a stern talking saying, hey, all those lawns you mowed this summer, now I got to get that cash because it's only going to cost you anywhere from $250 to $500 to fix that panel. Because what they do is this, and I saw it in real time. They came in, they looked at the panel. I turned it on. I was like, are you sure you're going to be able to fix this? It's a 65-inch screen. They said, no problem. He had, you have to give him the model number. It's not very
Did the repairman seem able-bodied and with it?
Just He looked like Pony.
Oh, dear.
He rolled in with, he rolled in with the dolly and it's just a screen, not a television, just a screen. He said, this happens all the time. People don't know they can get their screens repaired. And I said, like an iPhone? He goes, exactly like an iPhone.
Wow.
So he swapped it out. Looks brand new. So I said, oh, this is interesting. How do I get past this next layer of, I have another 84-inch television that we use for ESPN.
Yes.
Was mishandled in movement. I was not part of the process. I'm not pointing fingers. Things happen. Fine. Same deal. Little impact zone. Probably a $6,000 television when we first got it.
Yes.
Call them. I show them pictures of the situation. They said, okay, that's going to cost you $600 to fix. Are you okay with that? The guy's coming tomorrow. Going to fix that television. Don't have to spend probably $3,000 now for an 84-inch television that we use for a backdrop green screen.
Yeah, it's probably even more than $3,000.
It's $600.
That's
this
fantastic.
Is all painful.
It's a steal.
But you don't have to throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing.
And I said, okay, that's getting fixed. I said, is there a way for us to video chat? So I video chat with the tech.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over to our conference room where there's a 75-inch just gorgeous, like frame television used.
And you were both fully clothed?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy. and there was like small little lines within the picture.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that was like, I was like that. Remember Pony, like a year ago, I was like, that's kind of weird. And you're like, I think it's just the way the screen is.
Yeah. It is the way the screen was because it was broken.
Well, but there's like, you didn't say that.
No.
But pretend like you gave me that answer.
Enter Matt, the co-host.
Yeah. Matt from Broken Tech Corner.
Yeah, it's broken.
Yeah.
He
never said it was broken.
No.
I think he sits on the details.
Yeah, he said, I think this is just the way it is. And I said, that sounds strange, but okay. A year later, I'm on the phone and then the tech from Samsung says, oh, no, that's defective television. I said, oh. So you mean these little lines that are almost imperceptible, but I'm old eagle eye Fantana.
You saw.
Wants some crisp lines, like no lines, like 0 pixels.
Yeah.
That's defective. He goes, sure. Going to come out and replace it. $0.
Zero. Like, because is it still under warranty?
No, because that is a manufacturer defect.
Oh.
And I sat here and I said, a year ago, like I would have literally, and I had at my own house, just bought a new television.
Right.
So I figured I could have fixed that thing in a heartbeat, didn't get it fixed. But how many people listening right now have an impact, have like Johnny No Aim or Susie?
Johnny No.
Or Susie.
It's not a Johnny No, Oscar.
Was it Susie?
Susie Impact?
Susie Impact, thank you. In their life that have
little Susie Impact.
Thrown the Wii controller at the screen
or
done the old Oculus right into the like boxing or whatever game they're playing right into the screen and said, oh, now I have to go out and purchase a brand new television, take a beat, call your manufacturer and request and insist on a screen repair.
Do they take the old screen away?
Yes, but what does that matter?
That's just another plus. I'm just trying to figure out, I mean...
That would stop you from doing this?
No, but it's certainly underlines
what a weird question.
Great it is.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
It's a great question.
You're like, oh, no. Man, I got to carry another thing out of the house. Never mind.
No, you want him to get rid of it. I'm just thinking that is fantastic. I mean,
yes, but I guess that's the least of my worries if you're going to take the trash out.
Well, that's true, but right? I'm just walking through the process.
Yeah, it wouldn't have stopped me from
the
order.
No.
But it's incredible. And we've
really grown into a throwaway and replace it society. Well, nobody repairs anything anymore.
I wasn't trying to spend this money.
Right.
I was like, this is stupid. But then after a while, I was like, I can barely see the television in my living room. So when I get home, it'd be nice to like not squint at the screen.
Right.
Because as you get older, seeing dimmer screens gets harder.
Have you already, you'd already jacked the brightness all the way up?
I mean, I did every set. Yeah, I did a refresh. I had somebody jack into my, they can actually connect your television, do their own pixel search.
I went through that with my Mitsubishi some years ago and eventually it failed.
Yeah, but did you ever think you could swap your screen out like an iPhone?
No, I never did.
For a fraction of the price.
No.
Right?
No, it seems like you've beat the system.
I think this TikTok should blow up.
It should. If people have replaced their iPhone screens and they can watch it.
Just to help them. Like, I know. Like, I'm saving. We're not, like, budgets could be busted by something like this.
Oh, yeah. You go without TV sometimes.
Savings may be a little extreme, but.
No, I mean, if it's less, it's less.
And if you're a young buck listening to this, you could be a hero. Share this, like, take this knowledge and spread it.
Now, you know what? Because this is.
To your parents and your grandparents.
And to Susie Impact.
Yes.
But do you want to do a condensed offering since it's TikTok? I mean, that was a longish story. Do you want to like restate it?
You want me to condense it? Recut it for Matt?
Don't you think?
Yeah, you got to do a reset.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Wait a second.
Can I get a little music something?
It's Oscar's Consumer Corner, saving you money and saving you time.
Hi, I'm Oscar. The next time you find a cracked screen on your big screen television, preferably LED or LCD, don't just buy another television. Ask the manufacturer to replace your screen. They'll likely make you pay for it, but it'll be a fraction of the price. What do I mean? A $3,000 television had a screen repair for $500. A fraction of the price. Don't buy a new TV. Replace the screen, just like you do for your phones. That's possible now. Go with God. You're welcome.
This has been Oscar's Consumer Corner. Like, click, and subscribe.
I love it when we produce in real time. Let me tell you.
Oh, we're going to go. We're going to break the internet, just like your screen.
TikTok, Bitcoin.
It's the whole deal. So, and it was in, how fast of a procedure was it?
It was a pit stop. Every time I tried to help him, he's like, no, I got this. Wow. One person. One that, dude.
That's so great.
Did everything. I just had to hang the TV back up with somebody that was around.
That's
was
great.
And it worked.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just, we forget that the technology's come, and so, I remember we had a Sony Trinitron that was like high tech.
Yeah, oh God, it was a great TV.
Like that wasn't going to ever be replaced. You start having a ton of regret for all the stuff you've thrown away.
Yeah.
My parents had a cartoon size television that conked out, never thought of fixing because I was like, how are they ever going to fix this?
Well, we've become a throwaway society. It was a designed obsolescence. I had in my bedroom for a while a 36-inch Sony Trinitron high def. It was like a crossover, but still a tube.
Like a big butt back?
Yeah, big high def television. And we literally couldn't give it away because it weighed a billion pounds. Yeah.
Todd had my friend formerly known as Todd, he had like a big projector like you had.
Yeah.
And he couldn't give it away.
No. I had to have neighborhood boys carry it out. I said, just get it out of here, boys.
Did they want it?
No, no.
We just left it in the corner?
No, I got it out of there, and I saved the stand for the new TV, which is much thinner, much thinner. Yeah. But remember, I had to relamp that thing twice.
Yeah, and is it annoying? It took me no more. I kid you not.
One phone call,
a couple. They start texting you. You log into your Best Buy or whatever account you do for the receipt. They want to confirm that you actually bought it and you can find it in the dumpster.
Although you could probably get around that.
No.
I bet I could.
They have to certify the receipt.
Okay. I can't make out the last number.
No. I sent them a screenshot of something. They're like, no, the receipt.
Oh.
And the receipt's inside your Best Buy account or your B&A, whatever you purchase it from.
Yeah.
It was seamless. And it just feels like you should know, you are lovely listeners, and everybody that's into TMOS Nation, save yourself some cash.
Yeah, save enough cash to find your way to New Orleans.
And let's get it right.
Have we mentioned lately the New Orleans thing?
Oh, we're going to New Orleans?
We are. As a matter of fact, folks, you may want to get ready because coming up this spring, the Mike O'Mara Show Live returns to New Orleans April 15th at the House of Blues right down there on Decatur Street in the middle of the Quarter des Chefs. And tickets will be available November 1st.
For the general public, that's for November 1st for the general public.
General public.
Bonus show subscribers, you will get a pre-sailing this Friday.
This Friday.
In your inbox.
So watch it and click refresh feverishly.
And I'll tell you what time. Evening.
Friday evening?
Friday evening. At 5 p.m. you will get this link. So if you're not subscribed, subscribe.
Got to.
And then we'll sell this baby out.
Yeah, sell this thing out. And you know what? It's the bonus show is something you got to be a part of anyway. So just, get a part of it. Get in early. People have time to subscribe and still get the early offer. Yeah.
Break it off and then
do it.
Let's sell this out and then we'll have the cheesecakes for sale soon.
The what?
Oh, did I give it away?
Yes, we're changing
this year,
it up
this year.
It's
not fruitcakes because we didn't want to tempt Rob because he loves drinking and eating them.
Yes. But he drinking and eating
the cakes. He doesn't mix booze with cheese sticks.
This year, actually, we're selling urinal cakes.
Oh,
but they are.
Oh, no. You had to sully it. It was funny. Now it became gross. Why would any? We're not selling urinal cakes.
Well, for people that have urinals, it's quite a necessary thing.
God.
Yeah, and if it cracks, you just call the manufacturer.
This is why now Mike gets upset. Like we're doing a fun like let's all edibles and
you're the one. You're the one that called them cheesecakes.
Yeah, but cheesecakes are great.
Are they?
Yeah,
they're not fruit cakes.
They're not urinal cakes.
No, they're not. You can tell by the flavor.
God help us.
All right. Oscar and I shared a common experience over the weekend. This is true. So when we return, we will discuss that and so much more. And stay tuned. There's something new around every corner.
I'll eat a Euro cake next break.
Oh.
You can't flush a raisin.
Extra icing. Back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the creature?
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
I'm a monster.
We're not monsters.
That's scary stuff.
You're the monster.
You hot monster.
He's a monster.
Oh my God, is this you calling me a monster?
If you don't have a Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription, you're a monster. Your blood will run cold with the fear of missing out on the frighteningly funniest hour of TMOS every week. Uncut. Uncensored.
Undead. It's alive!
Save yourself by ordering a TMOS bonus subscription by clicking the bloody banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The power of Christ compels you.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
They did the monster man.
So much Halloween stuff going on. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Well, Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. You know what? Everyone dreads taking the time and effort to fertilize their lawn, but now you can look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy, and you don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. This is how it works. You go to Sunday.com, right? And GetSunday.com. Forgive me. You go to GetSunday.com. You put in your zip code, your home address. It tells you exactly what you need. It knows the weather patterns. It knows the type of grass.
Boom, bam.
Yes.
They send you what you get.
Put in your address
what you need.
Their lawn analysis tool does the rest.
That's great, Oscar. They send you what you get. No S. Making fun of you.
And remember, they'll send you what you get. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. I've used it. You've used it.
Yeah, I'm all in. Like, the fall's here. It's time to germinate.
Yeah, Mike has used it. All you do is you... Look, it's like a fertilizer. Yeah, you just poke it to your hose and water your lawn with it. That's the sound of Oscar fixing his lawn.
All done.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And you get what they send you. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind, and that's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. We've all used it, and we all know this. It's so easy.
Oh, I missed a spot.
And so if it... Done. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Do it, and you're right. Fall is the time to get in on it.
Germinate, baby.
Germinate.
Oh, isn't it germinate?
Yeah, you said terminate.
Oh, terminate.
Yeah, that would be more germinate. Of a kill your lawn.
Terminate. Get what you get and germinate.
That's right, with a futuristic robot.
Yes.
So I think you did it at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, delayed. Delayed.
There was a delay?
Delay of game. Commanders, by the way, looking good. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're enjoying the show because today we're wearing our new black uniforms.
I like the uniforms.
I don't.
Didn't like the loss, the play, the
manner of play.
Somewhat off-putting, but yet depressing, yet not surprising. I will let me clarify here before we get into this. I don't want this to be, a big to-do.
Right.
By that I mean, are you FaceTiming somebody? What's happening?
I accidentally hit the wrong button.
It's really distracting in the middle of the show.
Well, be a professional and push forward.
Yeah, it looked like you were calling somebody about this conversation we're about to have.
I hit a button and I had to stop it.
Who was the person you accidentally FaceTimed?
It was Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Okay, you should.
I'm going to text him right now that says it was.
This is
a butt call.
This is what we deal with, people.
What
man,
do you mean?
You're calling the host. in the middle of the show that couldn't make it today. As in the, he's in the middle of like picking up pieces from Hurricane Ian.
Thanks and for you, making it better,
and you
Oscar.
Butt dialed him.
Yep, I sure did.
He's gonna be like, that's my Rob. In the middle of picking up pieces. He's at a soup kitchen right now trying to help people, and you're just calling him because your big thumbs can't handle a telephone.
Did you want to talk? Excuse me.
I was talking a lot.
Yeah.
Plenty. Of water.
Lots.
What'd you write him?
I said inadvertent call. My apologies.
I love the vocabulary.
Yes.
Okay. So this is not an anti-vax conversation. This
certainly
is our,
not.
Our general experience.
Mm-hmm.
The new dosage has come out.
Yes.
Where you can get the...
It's targeted.
The new guy from... the new vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer.
Yeah, I heard actually the... Fauci said, you get what they give you.
Yeah, and that is so true. My wife is kind enough to set me up at the Montgomery County Olney, Maryland CVS.
Yeah.
Made an appointment. 5 p.m. Didn't get poked till 6:30 p.m.
Oh, that sucks. And this is Sunday evening.
Sunday evening.
Wow.
I'm watching El Rey with my mom on Netflix.
What is that?
It's about Vicente Fernandez.
He's
a famous singer in Latin America. Well, also crossed over. But either way, watching this new series, and my mom and I were bonding over, like, I'm actually doing work and she's yelling at the television. And I said, Mom, I gotta go. Do you mind pausing this episode? Cause I'd like to know, what happens.
Sure.
Right.
You're
There's 36 into it. Episodes. We're 6 episodes in. It's going to take us through Thanksgiving every Sunday. And she says, no, te digo cuando vuelvas, which means I'll tell you what happens when you get back.
It's really not the same.
Yeah. Not the same. Rolled out that said, fine, I'll be back in 15. Selfish and walked out.
Right.
And
others, Yoli.
Others. It took me 2 hours because I'm happy about this. There's some people getting vaccines.
Right.
Even their first vaccine,
mm-hmm.
that there was such a long waiting line.
But even though you had an appointment scheduled?
Correct. I walked in and was like, we're backed up. Sorry, about 45 minutes. Do you want to reschedule or just wait? I said, well, I'm here.
Yeah. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Flu shot. And vaccine,
mm-hmm.
same day.
Yeah.
Feel terrible today.
Me too.
Should have been. And that this is not to get you from not, I would just suggest getting the flu shot one time in the week, like maybe on Wednesday, getting the vaccine shot.
Yeah.
Two together.
Well, that's only if you really know how to party.
That might be a lot. Because I woke up this morning and I was like, bad call, Fantana. Because I got there and he's like, are you sure you want both? That might take its toll. I said, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm 100%, except for my back.
And then today you're like, this body cold feels kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the same way. My alarm went off. I didn't exactly hop out of bed today. I was not motivated to get things done. But we're getting through. I mean, and it'll be better tomorrow.
It's better than COVID.
It is.
And to someone that's had COVID, I can't imagine, and I do not want to think about how much worse it could have been without being vaccinated.
Did you take any precautions? I know that vitamin C, people are supposed to dose up on vitamin C beforehand to help it avoid
this. Missed that memo.
Okay.
Drinking a lot of water today. Feel a lot better than, right now we're taping in the afternoon. Felt terrible this morning.
Yep. Feel better as the day goes. I think we'll be fine tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But you got both.
Yes, I got both.
Same arm? I like to switch it up.
Well, I looked to go to my standard CVS, but when I went onto the website, it said, you can go to this other CVS mm-hmm. up the road that I'd never been to before. I'd seen it, I guess.
Yeah.
And when I got the address, I said, oh yeah, I guess there is a CVS there. And I came in and there was no long wait.
Mm.
There was one gentleman ahead of me and there was a couple things that went down during the process that made me feel less than comfortable. First of all, the entire pharmacy department seemed to be staffed by teenagers.
Yeah, but everybody looks young to you now.
That's true.
Right?
But not everyone says from behind, when the way back, like behind where all the pills are, mm-hmm. when she yelled to the guy at the register, said, man, I can't even figure this out.
Maybe a pharmacist assistant, right?
Maybe.
A lot of people retired, though. Look, old Mr. Geyer that you
Gower.
See. Gower, though, used to be our pharmacist. That guy's retired.
I suppose
he's gone. So all these young bucks out of college are like, You want to pay me 90, 100, 10K, whatever pharmacist
to be
makes,
a pharmacist,
I'll
yeah.
roll through.
Yeah.
I won't get the dosages wrong.
But just the whole notion of, dude, I don't want a pharmacist to say, dude. And I don't want a pharmacist to say, I can't even figure this out. And even if they can't figure it out, keep it down. Keep it down.
I agree with you. But at this point,
I mean, you take what
I'm
you get.
I'm used to pharmacists just yelling at you.
You take what you get. And so we get there and there's like a privacy screen built
up. I'm sorry. Do you go with anybody or just alone?
Just myself. Just myself.
I like emotional support would be nice.
What
if you collapse?
Wouldn't be the first time. They have the emergency contact number. She knows the drill.
It's on your bracelet.
Yeah, she'll be there in 20. I'll be there in 20, 25 tops. So they have like dividers set up to be sort of a really ineffective privacy screen.
Yeah, the best way to put this is if you've ever seen those partitions in old like snuff films or like not snuff films, adult films. You know, like they're like makeshift. What's the best way to put this?
It's the best way to put it is not involve the phrase snuff film.
Yeah, no. I'm misspeaking here.
Yeah,
it's the medications.
Yes,
it's
You know what about a snuff like film? You're gonna get what they give you.
They look poor, like poorly made huts.
Yes,
because
exactly.
I was in one.
Yeah,
and I said, why even bother?
Yeah, it's
like
useless.
This thing is made out of not. I'm not even cardboard, people. I'm saying this thing looked like
poster board,
like the domes on what was that one? Was it the Fyre Festival?
Yeah, Firefly.
Yeah,
Fyre. I know the one that had the documentary. Yeah,
that festival had FEMA domes that kind of looked futuristic that were supposed to be like these high-end accommodations.
Right.
These little huts at CVS. The Fyre Festival FEMA disaster relief domes look cooler and more stable.
Yeah, absolutely. So I get in there and I stand there while I can't even figure this out. I got there at 2:58 for a 3 o'clock, and about 3:05, the guy with the grooviest hair says, "Can I help you?" I said, 3 o'clock, a vaccination appointment. He says, "Did you sign in on your phone?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yep." He says, "Have a seat." And then there's another guy that's in the privacy area. And this is what I hear through the privacy area is the lady administering the shot says, Oh, I didn't expect you to bleed so much. Here, let me put something on that.
I had a steady Eddie guy with boom, bam, he prick you and roll you.
And I'm like, okay, that's not a good sign. Oh, and so about 20 minutes after the hour, I walk in and I sit down and she says, "How are you?" I said, "I'm okay. How are you?" She says, "I can barely keep my eyes open. I pulled 2 overnights this week." I said, "And you're going to be giving me my shot? Terrific." And then she said, "And you want to get both? The flu and the booster?" I said, "Yeah, I would like that because I'm here and I think it's okay." She says, "But same arm or different arms?" I said, "Let's mix it up. Let's do one in each arm." And then she said, "All right, which arm do you want to hurt less? Which one do you want to be sore less tomorrow?" And I said to her, "This is not a good question. This is
it's like essentially someone could bail.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, I don't want to deal with that."
I said, "Well, I'm right-handed, so go ahead and make my left arm the sore one." And she got a good running start. And actually, her distribution technique was great. I give myself a shot every day, and 9 times out of 10, they're painless. This was painless. And she did a great job. She band-aided me up both sides, and then sent me on my way after complaining all about how hard of a ride she had in traffic. I said, "Yes, we're all dealing with it."
My guy was a robot.
Just
zero small chat, a talk. Like he goes, "Any questions?" I said, "No, I've had this before." "Okay, sit down." Boom, bam, done. And both arms, same deal.
Yeah.
And left.
Are you sore both arms today?
Just one. Just the one where
the COVID arm.
I think it is. I wasn't paying attention. This is where I haven't told you this. I think I already got a flu shot. This might be my second flu shot.
No, you wouldn't have already. It's October.
I know, but I feel like they were available midsummer. And I went to my GP and they were like, "We have a flu shot ready for the season. Do you want one?" I said, "Why not?"
Oh, so you're double dipping.
I don't know, but I have a really strong, so much that I called my doctor to call me back.
Right.
Because, I I know that the years run by, especially when so much is going on, like everything comes.
Exactly.
But it didn't feel like last year. Are there different flu shots for the year?
Well, they have different strains, and what they do is they try to predict what the main strain of flu.
You're not getting two a season.
No, you want to keep it at one. Did your doctor say it was, did you speak to your doctor?
I told you, I go to a low rent doctor because.
Yeah, but even a low rent doctor should tell you.
They check their messages at noon and three. And I have not received
a call. Sales guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly, like a sales
guy.
That's
the process.
Well, I hope he gets back to you, and I hope you've only had one. Because I don't think two will be a problem.
No.
That's still like, so would like to know.
Yeah, they want to stay on top of it. But on my way out, I get a phone call, and this is just brief, but it's a great thing, a great story. Grandpa Bob, Condo Bob calls me from his home in the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
And I missed a call in there, and I got a text where he says, great story, you need to call me. I said, okay. And I called him, and you know, he lives in an area.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you turned your body and involved the audience, is that going to hurt you? Because you're just turning your head. Like, talk to the screen, because that's who we're talking to.
Oh, I thought we were talking to that camera. You misinformed me. Here, let's do this.
I'm over here.
You talk.
And you're there.
Pretend like Mike's on that screen.
Okay.
That's the TikTok camera.
Right.
Don't worry about that camera.
Okay.
Because that's framed up the way you want it to be framed.
So I want to talk to
you. So if you wanted to talk to TikTok, you talk to that camera.
I was misinformed.
Yeah, so we're just talking to the audience.
That's right.
But you keep on giving your back to the audience, which isn't great.
No.
But I wasn't going to say anything. I just kept on pointing.
Yes.
And I finally had to just use my words.
I really, you know what? I was focused on the TikTok camera because I thought that's where you wanted me, because you've yelled at me before about this.
Not yelled. Gave you notes.
Guided.
Yes.
You guided me. So I get a call from my dad, and where he lives on the Eastern Shore is in an area that they built a few houses, but they're not allowed to develop it any further. So there's amazing wildlife down there. Birds and deer and all sorts of wild, crazy things. And he said he heard a ruckus on the front porch. And here's the deal, is that although he has a beautiful front porch on his place, everyone comes in the side door because that's what's next to the driveway. So he looks out on the front porch, which is not used very often, and he sees what he thinks is an owl. Mm. And it's just sort of sitting there, and it obviously flew into the window. And
owls
landed.
Are cartoon size, by the
way. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen one up close?
And they're frightening. They're frightening.
It's a little, it could be off-putting.
So
scary.
He opens the door to see what it is, and Kathy, his wife, is there, and it's not an owl.
What is it?
It's a 2-year-old bald eagle.
Oh, my God.
And it flies in his house.
Jesus.
Catch him, Daddy.
protect it, right?
Absolutely. But I said, so you had an eaglet. He says, yeah, technically an eaglet, but the wingspan was 4 feet.
Mm.
I said, that's too big to have in your house. And I said, what did you do? He said, it all happened so fast, I didn't know what to do. So Kathy, calm, collected, queen of the story, gets a sweatshirt, puts it over the eagle after he land. The eagle has landed, and she puts a sweatshirt over, picks him up like a baby,
walks it out, yeah.
Puts him on the porch, pats his head, and he flies off. But a 4-foot wingspan eagle in his home—that's
a big bird.
That is a huge bird. Catch him, Daddy.
I'd probably call animal control. I'm not that brave.
Well, I mean, but you can't have a 4-foot bird flapping around in your house. You got to do something.
Retreat
about
to the bedroom.
Shut all the doors.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You gotta call somebody to get the little. You know, they come out with their butterfly nets, whatever they catch these guys.
I think they have it's a larger sweatshirt is what they would use. But she was
a woman of action.
Philadelphia.
I salute her.
Yeah, it was not a Philadelphia eagle.
I sent a TikTok to not you guys, but I think my wife.
My wife.
Where there's a video where a hawk lands on a Central Park trash can.
Yes.
In any big city, you've seen these metal trash cans that aren't meant to be stolen. They're just meant to be changed out.
Yeah.
The hawk is staring into this trash can, cartoon-sized bird, and then dives into the trash can and then comes out with a rat in its mouth and flies away.
That's, you know what?
He's like, doing a service.
Yeah, like circle literally. Of life.
Public
That's perfect.
Service
Isn't that
right
wild?
There.
Yeah,
like
that is.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, I don't, well, it's not like that.
No?
But no, shooting fish in a barrel means it's something really easy.
That, the rats are trapped in the trash can.
Yeah, but it's not.
They're not going anywhere.
They could get out, probably.
No, they get in from the top.
Oh, and the hawk was guarding it.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And then jumped in.
I withdraw my remark.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Shooting rats in a trash can.
Yes.
And you get what they give
but
you.
But they got, and they just rolled out.
But anyway.
And terminated.
Nobody, nobody was hurt, and it was a, but I feel that if they had retreated to the bedroom and left the bird in the house, much damage could have been done. Mm. There's a lot of knickknacks and things, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know that. I'm not even worried about the worldly possessions. I'm just concerned about either hurting the bird,
yes,
or the bird getting hurt.
Yes,
and I know my techniques would not be as graceful as
Kathy. Yeah, she handled it really well. Yeah. And also, I imagine that of all the birds,
I would have thrown a weighted blanket over the bird, and it would have been curtains by accident.
Yes, but the bird would feel secure because it is a weighted blanket.
Every time my wife sleeps with, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's strange.
Yes.
But that thing, she's like a mummy in it.
I couldn't use it.
Yeah. I'm like, do you not feel trapped?
Yeah.
So does she just put it on her half of the bed?
That's it. We're like people that have two beds, but it's one bed. What is it
like
called?
A twin bed?
No, like Laverne and Shirley. Not Laverne and Shirley.
It was Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah, yeah. Twin beds.
Yeah. But they're
pushed together.
No, it's a king size bed.
Right. Well, that's a king size bed is the size of
her bed is made like her side of the bed has the weighted blanket. She's got the like the heated blanket. She's basically cooking herself at night. And I'm sitting there like give me as much as AC. Santos always sleeps with me because he's like I'm not dealing with that.
It throws off a lot of heat. Yeah. Yeah. And so what do you sleep just under like a burlap sack?
No, I'll take a sheet.
You take a sheet?
I don't need even a comforter. I sheet and I got boxers on and I'm good to go.
How many pillows do you use?
Or, you know, not boxers, boxer briefs.
Sure. You're welcome, ladies.
Yes. One.
One?
A skinny guy. I hate the big pillows.
Yeah, I'm down to two. I used to use three.
Well.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go there.
You know what it should be? It should be one of my pillows.
Oh, no.
The my pillow guy.
No, that guy's, you know.
Oh, no, he seems nice. No.
I don't agree with that gentleman's point of view.
Yeah, you know what?
His pillow, not my
takes
pillow.
All kinds. Fish yes. in a barrel, terminate, get what you
germinate.
Get. Terminate, germinate, exterminate, all this stuff. And the eagle lives another day.
Yeah.
Our national symbol. She saved it. We're back after this.
Power 95, Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past
brilliant.
2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scoville?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara live show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st with a special pre-sale opportunity for bonus show subscribers.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Let's hear it for Mark Riddell.
Well done.
I heard that. I nearly... left myself. I was so surprised. Done. And his impression of the maze.
He's back, baby.
It was great.
Dead on.
Back in town, right?
Yes. He
I saw
is.
The announcement.
Yeah, he is at KD, and he'll actually be in the D.C. area next weekend.
I can't wait to see him.
So getting back into your normal routine feels great, Oscar. But managing meal prep on top of all the chores that cool weather brings, not so much. Skip all your mealtime stress with Freshly, because Freshly's got lunch and dinner covered with fresh-made meals delivered right to your door. And now, for a limited time, you can unlock exclusive end-of-summer savings and get $125 off your first 5 orders. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they're delivered fresh, not frozen, and always taste dynamite in just 3 minutes. Throw them in the microwave, boom.
I love it.
You're done. Oscar loves Freshly, and right now, he won't stop talking about the creamy chicken Alfredo.
I'll eat two in a sitting.
With the fettuccine.
Sometimes, because it's so good.
Yeah.
So if you're on some sort of portion control, you can eat one.
Yes.
But sometimes
what
I will
have... What if your portion
I'll
is
have,
two?
I'll have two because I'm famished.
Do you think ahead and do you microwave the second one while you're eating the first?
It's like I know which ones are mine.
Right.
But sometimes I want to try my wife's. So I'm like, oh, that looks great. So I'll have the Alfredo and then I'll be like, I'll have a bonus one. That's like, so she has like the skinny ones, right?
Oh, I thought she had the one with the heated blanket
on
top.
No, so mine are like roughly 600-700 calories.
Yeah.
Depending on 500-700 calories. Hers are anywhere from 250 to 400 calories.
Anything. They can cater to any nutritional
need. You have options.
Yeah. Having one less thing on your plate never tasted so good. Take advantage of Freshly's end of summer sale and score a special deal. $125 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS when you order today. That's Freshly.com/TMOS, Freshly.com/TMOS for $125 off your first five orders. So they talk about the end of summer. It truly is the end of summer here. It's damn near cold outside
today. Yeah, it's 20 degrees below the normal. We have the residuals of Ian.
Yeah,
3 days of rain, gloom. Mm-hmm. Not the best if you're, feeling down.
I had to actually grab the bull by the horn, and it was too cold to walk on Sunday, and it was raining. So I joined a gym this weekend.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes. Planet Fitness.
Curbs? I'm sorry.
No, not Curbs. I was overqualified.
Are they still open?
Yeah, I think they might be. You check it out. But it was so bad because I just said I did all the research online about pricing. They all end up costing about the same. And so I found the one that was really just most convenient to my house because all I really need at this point is an elliptical or a treadmill. Yeah. And I mean, I might do some strength training ultimately, but it's not on the top of my list right now. And I go in and I'll always remember this. The guy said, "Hi, I'm Orion." That's not a name you run into a lot. And I said, "Hi, Orion, I'm Rob. And I would like to join the gym." He said, "Well, then you'll want a tour." I said, "Not really. I don't really need a tour."
This is how
you don't know me.
This is how old we are. And I'm listening.
Yeah.
Curves closed in 2010.
2010?
Oh, my God.
This is an article from the Wall Street Journal that says Curves loses stamina, closing fitness clubs. 2010. July 7th.
Wow.
I mean, it's not meant for us. We shouldn't know that it's open.
Yeah.
But I just remember as a child, a young man, the ladies in my life always go into Curves.
Yeah, it's skewed female.
Yes.
Yeah. So he looked very disappointed that he wasn't going to give me a tour. And so I let Orion give me a tour, which was basically just looking around and pointing at
people
stuff.
People are doing their jobs.
Yeah,
I know. What's wrong? It's not like you look like you lift.
No,
they want to show you the value proposition.
Yeah, but they have a lot of stuff. And then it was funny because he saved.
Pizza Tuesday, does he still do that?
They don't do that.
I know, I'm not kidding. They used to have a promotion where you get free pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
At the gym?
Because they're like, we're not meat. Their whole shtick is that you can pay $10 a month.
Right.
I don't know if they do it at the beginning of the year, but it's a fixed fee. It's very low.
Yeah.
It's a volume play where they just want as many roly-polies that come in that say they're going to work out, never work out, and just take their money once a month.
That's how I'm going to get them.
So, because you're going to use it.
I'm going to use it.
And those that do go get the benefit of that scaling of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, there was a big to-do about them. Like, we're so, normal, and we're not a bunch of meatheads that we have on, certain days free pizza when you're done with your workout.
It's a no-judgment zone, Oscar. They like
That's
saying
what it
that.
Is.
Yes. And there was a couple things that, one thing that he did that fell flat, he says, and if you get the, I think it's called the Black Card, was the
Planet Fitness Black Card?
The Planet Fitness.
Not the American Express Black
Card. No. That's what I used to pay for it. Because
there's only two people in my life that had a Black Card.
Yes.
And I don't know if they still do, but I'm not going to name names.
No, and why would you?
I'm just going to say, no.
No, go ahead.
I'm the worst.
Live it up.
No, I mean, I guess it's not shocking. I'm still impressed by the Black Card.
Well, it's a very cool thing to see.
Now they have a Black Card bracelet that you can pay with your, a limited edition bracelet.
Ah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Pony, don't ask him.
I wasn't going to.
You were.
But.
You were gonna.
Okay. No. I gotta be professional.
Okay.
I gotta be professional.
Let it gel for a little while. It is the Planet Fitness Black Card membership. And Orion says, and you know what it includes? I said, what? He says, tanning. I said,
oh, yeah, you need color.
And I looked at him and I didn't say a word. And
he says,
you don't tan, do you? No. I said, no, I don't.
You mean my Pantone color gray? Is giving that away, sir?
But maybe I'll look into it. And then
I've had platelets. You should know I almost died 3 months ago.
I did mention that.
Yes.
He says, so what brings you here?
Alcoholism.
I said, yeah, I had rather a nasty health scare a few months back. And I want to, and I told him how much weight I've lost. And I was, that actually felt pretty good. But I said, I can't walk anymore outside because it's too cold.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I am,
I didn't mention I was an alcoholic. He didn't ask.
No, he didn't ask. And, I'm working on, I will become a zebra eventually. Or maybe just cool. I'm thinking of quitting completely. This is my 15th day. No booze.
There you go.
Well, you inspired me with your weight loss.
Yeah.
I haven't lost any weight yet. When does that start?
I think I lost, it was partially the booze and partially the fact that I didn't have any blood in my body.
Oh.
There was a lot of factors there.
These 15 days, and I'm not down one, like I'm down from walking, but I'm not like, I thought the booze would have just completely on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
So that's 4 days, no booze, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Like that would have just completely, like I've saved calories. When do I get to see the results? You're saying go 30 days?
Go 30 and drink only water. Because that'll not only replace a lot of empty calories, make you feel full.
I'll start that.
Well, you see, that's not water, though.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you drink water. What are you drinking there? It's Celsius?
Yeah. You probably drink those before your workout.
That's right.
You know, as a Black Card member, I get 50% off all in-gym beverages.
I do. You get thirsty.
Yeah. And then
that's how you get them.
That's how they're going to get me. And then at the end of it, he says, have you ever been in a jacuzzi? And I thought, oh, this is getting awfully personal.
Yeah.
He says, no, we have something called a hydrotherapy chair that I'd like for you to try out. And as a Black Card member,
I would love to do that.
You have an ability to use this every visit. And I said, fantastic. So I go, you know, fully street clothes, sit in this chair, and he turns it on and it's got a great screen with control.
Yeah.
And it really does feel like water jets on your back.
Oh, so it's a dry hydrotherapy.
It's a dry hydrotherapy.
You went in there with your clothes? That's really committed?
Yeah, well, when he first said, have you ever been in a jacuzzi, I thought it was a much different offer. But turned out that Orion was just trying to show this off.
How much?
It was...
It went from $10 a month to what?
No, it's for everything, it's $40 a month with no money down.
That's how they get you.
But you know what? That's what LA Fitness was. That's what Anytime Fitness.
He literally sold you up 75%.
No, it wasn't. You know what? It wasn't that much less to not get the Black Card.
Oh, so you went with $10. It.
Yeah. Well, no.
Of course he did. This guy sees you know.
But if
you want the water chair.
Yeah, I need to get that
water chair.
Carrie.
Give me that water chair.
I'm going to be tanned and relaxed and I come back.
Yeah, I'm going to look like Don Ho. But the thing is if you didn't get the Black Card, it was a special that was ending today. I wonder how often they say that. They charge an initiation fee otherwise.
I mean, what is it, a frat? Like, what's, it's not like dues. It's going to be like a flat $40. Here's your, you know.
But also, how about this? Because Carrie is an employee of Loudoun County Public Schools. If you go to the gym.
As a government employee, you get a discount. 10%.
You get a discount, yeah. No, it's more than that, actually. I think it's roughly half.
You get a 50% discount?
Via the county, you get a small refund.
She gets credit.
Yeah.
But so, you don't work for the county.
No, but I am a dependent of hers as far as insurance and stuff. So
that's
it does.
So now she goes and you go. Did you get a family plan?
She can come with me anytime she wants.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
You guys don't hang out though.
Well, that's all right. She won't be on the same machines.
Yeah, but you don't hang out.
No, we hang out a little bit.
Every time I talk to you, like Carrie did this separately from me.
Well, no, but we do stuff together. We went out to dinner together this weekend.
That seems forced.
Well, we had to eat.
Same table?
Same table.
No, don't get crazy. One tip, though.
Do you guys order a urinal cake and split it? Yeah. Waka, 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 yeah. Waka, 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 waka.
Do you want to split one dessert? Secret is get it a la mode. And if you do, you may want to see a doctor. When we come back, we will not talk about urinal cakes.
Gross.
It is gross. Pony, stop it after this.
When Mike's away, Rob, Oscar, and Pony get away with hilarity on the latest bonus show.
When you point at me, that means to go.
Here's Rob and Oscar.
I'm making demands of dude.
What did you get for Christmas?
Hot dog.
You did not get a hot dog for Christmas.
Dude?
Yes.
You enjoy eating Lay's brand potato chips.
Yes, I do.
Are you drinking again?
Today's show was so heartfelt. If you could only bring that kind of real emotion to your voice acting.
Oh, no!
The TMOS Bonus Show is family fun for everyone. Gather the kids, get a subscription, and laugh the day away at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I asked Robert about his birthday. He says, I don't know. The pledges have to get my cake. So I have not heard
Hopefully
back from
him.
Hopefully
it's not a urinal cake.
You see, I said we weren't going to do that. So. How dare you?
Yeah, these frat boys.
Yes, you know them.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Now, I know one other thing. I know we all love Rothy's, the best shoes in our closet.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're like, you're going to love them too. Look at this. I got these on right now. I got the driving loafer. Ta-da!
They look great.
They're fantastic. Spotlessly clean because they're machine washable.
If you're a smart shopper and you're frugal.
Yes.
AKA cheap. invest in these shoes.
Yes.
Because you, like a white sneaker. I'm talking about Air Force Ones that I used to wear.
Yes.
They get scuffed up. You got to clean them. It's a mess. If you like your sneakers, like for the white sneaker.
Yes.
Or anything you buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
You can wash them. I literally throw my white sneakers in probably every couple weeks and boom. Like brand new sneaker.
Like brand new. And they are so comfortable. There's no break-in period. They come out of the box, ready to go. And those driving loafers, you saw, I'm wearing them today, casual. I've worn them with a suit. They look great with a suit. Their soft, flexible material is fantastic. And as Oscar said, they're machine washable. They're all knit with 100% recycled materials. Even the sneaker laces are made from plastic water bottles. It's no wonder. Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. And to top it all off, the driving loafer, which you just saw in my very hand, was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Best Inventions of 2021 in the style category, calling it an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. So this season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's. With new shoes, bags, and more for everybody, you can snag something for yourself, someone you love, or both of you. Ooh! For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at Rothys.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothys, Rothys.com/TMOS. You will not look back. You'll love it. Question. We're talking about shopping there. Are there things that you splurge on a regular basis?
Oh, this is a great question.
For example, I know, store brand versus a brand.
I know this because I've sat down with my wife at a very like detailed degree and broken down our budget, like our household budget.
Right.
And
because she's always buying hats and dresses.
Oh, no, it's just we're in the middle of like a broader like as you get older, you start realizing, whoa. Like, we need to be saving more.
It's not cool to go paycheck to paycheck anymore like you did when you were 20.
Maybe it's time to actually do this remodel when and probably not the best time when the market's going down, but whatever.
Right.
So you start looking at each other's budgets. And where I splurged on a regular basis, and this is a budget destroyer, is with the Starbucks or the Gregory's of the world, another coffee place.
Coffees, yeah.
And you look at your line items and you're like, oh, we have wonderful coffee here.
And it's insanely expensive to order it out.
$5 a cup.
Exactly.
Times five.
25.
Double that with your wife.
50.
And then if you're lucky, you get a sandwich. So each one of those sandwiches are roughly $5. Oh. So you're $100 a week. That's $400 a month.
That's a lot of money. That's a car payment right there almost.
Not splurging like that anymore.
Good. Good for you. I used to splurge on vodka.
Okay, but you still are. It's a disease.
Yes.
Being addicted to something
is not
calling a splurge.
Well, maybe if I stepped up to Tito's once in a while, that was a splurge.
No, that's
that was an indulgence.
A splurge where you know it's, how do you define a splurge?
I would say a splurge is spending money that exceeds the amount you could get by with if you didn't. Word specific. Like you could bargain hunt your way out
of it. Like a need and want that same type of deal?
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
I could get coffee here.
Yes.
That we pay a pretty penny for.
Yes.
With a beautiful Nespresso machine.
Yes.
Or for free, essentially.
Yeah.
It's covered by the business.
Yeah.
Or I could pay $5 which is, I can't get coffee like my wife coffee, $10, low end.
Sandwich, $15.
Yeah, why would I do that?
Yeah, I think the thing that I splurge on most is vinyl records. And when they come out, if something new happens, I buy those. I buy them. And that brings me great joy. Yeah, always has.
Yeah, but that's...
But
what's
you know
your
what?
Daily splurge?
My daily splurge?
Don't you stop by Sheetz and get like three MTOs on the way in or something?
Not anymore.
Okay.
You know, I don't have like a daily splurge, but I don't deny myself media.
Okay, before you were a diabetic.
Yes.
And an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be shamed by that.
No.
Like, there's a lot of, you know, frankly speaking, like I'm probably on the line, if not one already, I just got to admit it.
Right. I don't think so, but okay.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that you just quit and move on with life is probably an indication you're not Oscar. True. But we'll see. But for me, it was more about like, am I going to get this or can I do this?
Right, right.
And that's a daily habit.
My splurge back in the day was sweets.
Sweets.
Yeah, like I would stop, if I was at the grocery store, I would buy ice cream or a frozen cheesecake or something
like that.
The
whole thing?
Yeah, I wouldn't
eat
the
whole thing. Not like a slice?
Wouldn't get the, you'd eat the whole thing.
Yeah, but how much were you honestly?
Usually over two nights.
No, you'd eat the whole thing?
Well, yeah.
Over two nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your justification for not eating it in one sitting is not better than eating it in two sittings.
Well, I don't think that's what we were going with this, but no, I mean, I was full. I had plenty.
Well, technically, you were never, ever full.
I still am never, ever full. On the way home, I got Chinese.
They sell them in slices.
I know, but you know what? I want more.
See, that's a splurge.
Okay, that is a splurge.
You could have gotten a slice, you splurge on the full cake.
Exactly, there you are.
Okay.
And I think another good example, I was actually having this discussion with Julia's boyfriend because they're vegan and he bought vegan cheesecakes to take to a party. And we got into the topic of, you know, splurging on stuff like that. And I said, you know, what's really good are Costco birthday cakes. And he says, but what if it's no one's birthday? I said, son, doesn't need to be a birthday to have a birthday cake. You can eat cake anytime you want.
What about son? You don't get diabetes without just buying cakes every day.
That's right. You're marrying into a diabetic family. So get ready. No, I have a list here that we can run through fairly quickly, and I think you'll enjoy this. This is from BuzzFeed, the top things that people splurge on.
Could you go 5 to 1?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Clothing, shoes, and socks.
That is, if you take a moment before you buy something you don't need, and you write it in your little notes app if you have an iPhone, and then look at that log at the end of the day, at the end of the week, you'll see how much you saved on an impulse buy something you didn't need.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, I've had to buy a lot of clothes lately because the other clothes were too big, but I don't think that was splurging.
You were dressing.
Yes. Yeah. Because I asked about coming in naked and you said no.
I said no. I said, please don't come in here looking like Humpty Hump with like two big pants, two big shirt.
Well, you were afraid I was
going to... that was the look back then, right? Or maybe even... MC Hammer.
You were afraid I was going to drink up all the Hennessy all you got on your shelf.
Yeah, I said, Rob, what are you going to do with all that clothes? He's like, I'm going to get to my goal weight and then I'm going to tailor it all in. It might be less expensive just to buy new clothes.
Actually, I looked into it and we'll see, but I don't know. Number four, earbuds and headphones and technology in general. Do you splurge on that?
I used to.
Yeah.
There is a FOMO chip in me that was rewarded as a younger man when we had a tech show.
Fear of missing out.
That when the new technology gets out, that I had to get in. But as you just said, and as I said on the show, I'm not getting the new iPhone. I'm getting a new battery.
Smart. Yeah. Okay. Number three, and this is one that I actually approve of because I think if you go high line on the initial purchase, you'll save money in the long run. Mattresses and bedding.
My mom, she has a sleep number.
What is her sleep number?
Oh, I don't know. I don't ask her.
Trays?
No, it goes in fives.
So. I know, but I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, tres, cinco.
Cinco.
when I plop on her bed and lay down with her, not that we lay together. Well, I guess I'm laying with her sometimes. This is strange.
Yeah.
Because she'll like.
I have to get up and get my flu shot.
No. No, I'll go over and like if she's upstairs, I'll jump on her bed. Not like
jump up and down on her bed?
No, not like a little kid, but just like I'll like hang out and be like, oh, do you mind if I lay?
Yeah.
It all sounds wrong.
No, you're doing fine.
But she's watching TV.
Yeah.
And I can tell like that's value.
Oh, it's so great.
Right?
There's nothing like a great mattress.
And my dad has heartburn. Instead of putting bricks underneath his bed, now he can go
raise it up. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
When he's in town, of course.
All right, dish soap and hand soap. I'm very brand. I'll be the first on this one. I'm very brand sensitive when it comes to soaps.
Well, that's psychological. You grew up with the same. You use the same soap your parents used.
Actually, brand. No, don't think so.
What do you use?
I use Dial.
Rob, could you please look to Cam? Thank you.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, look at the look.
So nice of you to stop in, Shannon.
Shannon, I love you. I've been begging this man to look at the camera, begging him, but he just keeps looking at me.
Yeah, we can't see you. That's why he asks you to do it. We see half of most of your face is covered up by your windscreen.
Yeah, look at that scowl. That's just scowling at my wife.
Actually, he doesn't even realize where his cam is. Do you know where your cam is?
Yeah,
right there. It's over here. It's right here.
There.
There you go. Yeah. Go ahead. Give me those. Yes.
Yeah, those baby blues.
Give me your blue steel. Oh, here we go. Blue steel.
That's the TikTok.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I'm sorry. Did I do that?
Cut the feed.
Cut the feed.
You know what? I wanted so much to be mad at her, and I can't do it. I can't do it. Shannon, I love you. And dish soap, too.
I mean, a Palmolive guy.
I'm a Dawn guy.
Dawn.
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 It takes grease out of your way.
Hey, Dawn. How'd you get them fish in your coat?
That's an old story, but a great one. you know what? Maybe I'll tell the next segment. And the Please. Final one, windshield wipers.
Oh, I don't. You just get what you get. Rain-X.
No. You got to get the good
stuff.
You
add some Rain-X ones when you run out, right?
No. I think if windshield wipers, cheap ones wear out faster and they're ineffective from the word go. I always buy good windshield
you
wipers.
You upgrade your windshield wipers after you buy the car?
No, not. They come with great windshield wipers. But those only last for what, a year?
Yeah, but don't they just... And I look again, Rube.
Yeah.
When I go to the dealership, they just let me know what I need.
Oh, so you're getting them changed at the dealership. You don't change your own wipers?
No. I was a skinflint of skinflints where I would have tires delivered to the dealership because they're upcharging my, like, to save $50.
But still, even I can replace wiper blades.
Depends on the car.
And so those are the top five. I do think that number seven is worthy of a mention,
though. What is that?
Cheese.
Cheese? Oh.
Go ahead and splurge
on the way,
cheese.
Recall on Old Europe.
Oh, no.
Get the details online. I'm not an Old Europe cheese guy, but I heard that, and I said, I've heard Old Europe before.
Yes.
Do you have any Old Europe cheese?
No.
I think it's only in Texas and a handful, not in the DMV, but double check that. Fisteria. No good.
No Terminate. Good. It's a bad thing. We're Terminate. Back with the vault after this. I mean, the village.
It's me, Elvira, mistress of the
Sound
dark,
village.
The sassy lassie with a classy chassis. You may have read that I enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Guys never did it for me because while a guy is doing it, he's thinking how great it would be with a different woman. Whereas when a straight woman is doing it, she's thinking how lousy it is with this guy. If your lady needs something spooky, scary, racy, or lacy for your Halloween celebrations, visit the TMOS shopping center, you little monsters. Just like my sweater goblins, these handsome devils need a lot of extra support.
Never heard that before.
You like sweater goblins, huh?
Well, it's a cousin to sweater kittens.
It is. It is a cousin. As a blood related. This is a busy time of year, no doubt.
No doubt.
Very busy. And the last thing you need is having to run out at this last minute to some overpriced drugstore just because you ran out of razors. The solution, Oscar, is of course... Harry's. They deliver right to your door, so you never need to worry. I'm a Harry's guy for life. We all are. Amazing price point, blades that never seem to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. You have them all, right? All the products?
Oh, yeah. I actually... Do you shave your upper arms?
No.
No?
No.
Are they just like random hairs just sticking out?
Yeah, they're very random.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should shave them for Carrie. She might like that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
That was weird.
Up here?
Yeah.
No.
Because they grow out. Let me see your upper arm. I shaved my upper arms today. I was like, oh, yeah, that's very, you could stand to.
All right.
Maybe clean
that
up a little
bit. I mean, I can finish the show though, right?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I just realized you might want to do some weights.
Are you a hairy guy for life?
Are you running the board? How is she talking so much?
I don't know.
I think she just stepped in for Pony.
I hope so.
Yeah, I needed him to fix the teleprompter.
Oh, okay. This
and he said, I have an appointment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so you're running the board.
That's okay, the reason why we moved
over. Yeah, so I said,
so
step okay. off. Upper arms. I got this.
I just used my Harry's razor for my upper arms.
Yeah,
today.
And Pony loves Harry's too, and we all love it. And right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3 plus. You'll get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, which you will love, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value for just $3.
Shan, you use the Harry's razors, right? Shannon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I unmuted Mike, no, look, but he's not here.
Because she's got her own Harry's razor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I do.
Everyone who ever picks up a Harry's razor.
I'm a hairy guy for life.
Becomes a hairy guy for life. Harry's, just go to harrys.com/TMOS.
Pay the bills here.
Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. So if you don't like your shave, no worries. It's on them. So, no matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel-size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. I have an appointment.
She's going to go have spaghetti. Mondays.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Is that still a thing with him? Monday spaghettis?
Like, it on Mondays, just so you all know, Matt has like this traditional dinner with all his friends.
Yeah, both of them.
And if there's any inkling of like, hey, you might have to stay a little later.
He gets nervous.
Oh, it's like a full breakdown. So he said, I got to leave early. We're actually recording the show because he had to leave early.
Right. Everybody moved everything for him.
He had an appointment.
Him. Yeah.
I didn't press him. I know it's his friends. And hey, we're okay.
That's right.
We made it work.
Yeah. I got more skinny.
Yeah.
It's with one friend on Monday and a different friend on Tuesday.
Okay, well, let's not get into that because they don't talk about that publicly, but he's got a lot of friends.
You know what? She's been sharing an office and she's getting to the bottom of things with him.
Mm.
Albert, is it Pujols?
Pujols.
Albert Pujols had an amazing weekend as the season is winding up, the regular season winding up, hit his 702nd home run, which ties him with Babe Ruth.
The 0-1. Albert lifts it in the air out to center. Going back. Season home game number 702. He's tied the game. He's tied Babe Ruth all time in runs batted in. 2,214.
It's a shame Mike isn't here because he would have truly hated that call.
Oh yeah,
he really, really would have. But a congratulation to Mr. Pujols on that. This is a lady on TikTok.
Internet Bitcoin.
Was sort of assaulted by her son saying that she has a horrible laugh. I mean, how bad could it be, right?
No, I have a laugh that's distinctive. I know how this feels.
No, but this is pretty bad. So this is the guy getting his mom to laugh on TikTok.
Hey, mom, the people want you to laugh again, so I got to make it happen.
Oh, no.
Wasn't nothing wrong with last time? Look, here's what I just want to hear you get a little bit of a laugh out because the people want to hear your joy that your laugh sounds so delicate.
No, there it was. Hold on. What was that? Delicate laugh one more time?
No.
Hold on.
Oh my God. There's an obstruction.
Yeah, there's a problem there.
Why are you stopping that?
That's ear, nose, and throat doctor stat.
Yeah, that's got to be something medical. So, you know what? I would only let her watch sad movies.
Have you heard a laugh that's like,
oh, like people that laugh in.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I remember.
I like your laugh.
Yeah, I know. It could be annoying.
Yeah.
And somewhat joyful. But the that, if I hear that in real time,
yeah,
I crack up.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that laugh.
What happens is people laugh all their air out, and then when they inhale, they get that weird noise. Now, meanwhile, in the NFL, the Saints have a kicker by the name of Will Lutz, who just needed to get one field goal to tie the Vikings and extend the game. Mm. But he got the dreaded double doink, Oscar.
Let's hear it.
Oh, it was bad.
Can nail this sucker. Good snap. Good hold. Lets his kick on the way. And it is off. The upright double doink. And it is over in London.
The thing that was so
double
tragic about
doink.
This, it bounced off the upright, then onto the crossbar. Really, a stiff breeze could have made that good.
28-25, Vikings win.
They did not win. And Will Lutz, which is a good name. Yeah. You can put his name on a license plate, Will Lutz. Were you at the Lil Nas X concert? Lil Nas X, he went backstage. And I love when people address the crowd with a backstage microphone because you hear them through the full sound system, but you don't see them. And it turns out, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I'm backstage, and this is like not a part of the show. I'm taking a mean, so please leave me alone. But I'm gonna need like a minute.
He's taking a big, you know.
Well, look.
And then
we're all humans. Yeah. And to see a star within that context, just share with the world what he had to do.
Yeah.
Get it. Like, we've done 5-hour shows where you don't have time within a commercial break to go do that. I think the worst we've ever gotten here is like, hey, I got to go. Like, I've told Mike if a show goes too long that I've drank so much water, I have to go.
We've all had to excuse ourselves. It's just bad timing.
People in my life that are comfortable saying in mixed company, hey, I'm going to take a dump. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little off-putting for me, TMI. But I've also had people say it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, your body mechanics.
Sure.
Or you walk out. They walk out of the restroom and say, do not go in there, much like Dumb and Dumber.
I think that was the Ace Ventura.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Same actor. But yeah, like for me, hearing it on stage, that humanizes this man.
It does. Right? I think it's okay. Yeah, and yeah. I love the notion of a backstage microphone.
For sure.
I think that's right. And let's close with this. Saturday Night Live returned this weekend, mm-hmm. and I should know the guy's name, but he was so unremarkable to me going into it. He was the second male star of Maverick,
mm-hmm.
the Top Gun sequel.
Let me look that up.
And he was fantastic.
Anti-vaxxer.
And no, I don't think he's an anti-vaxxer. But a nice tip in there. Saturday Night Live, kudos. I liked the first episode quite a bit. Of course, as I've said before, when they come back from vacation.
Wasn't John Hamm on?
Yes, he did.
He did a cameo?
A cameo, and so did Sean White.
Sean White, but the X-Gamer?
Yeah, but they have 4 months to write this episode.
Miles Teller.
Yes, Miles Teller. He did a very, very funny Peyton Manning mm-hmm. impression that was really quite accurate.
Yes.
So it was a good episode, and here's one of my favorite jokes from the news.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is urging all American citizens in Russia to leave immediately. Oh, cool. I'll try to do that, said Brittany Griner.
That's sad, right?
That is not funny, I laughed.
No. Good episode. Of course, you can see it all on streaming. Jesus. You don't need to watch it live anymore. But that's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages and talking head requests can be sent to Rob with 2 Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C. 20036. Keep your fingers crossed. We hope to have Mike back tomorrow.
Yes.
We're at the mercy of the elements.
It's a disaster area. The fact that he's even trying to do the show is commendable.
It is. It's a wonderful thing, and we wish everyone down there all the best, and you are certainly, certainly in our thoughts. Don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com, TikTok, Internet.
Bitcoin.
And thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So for Shannon, Mike O'Mara and
hello.
Oscar Santana.
No, she's not even listening.
Yeah, you know what?
This is the story of my life.
It's like doing a show with Beth Ann again.
It's like being home.
Yeah, it is. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.